Our existence on this planet, or with this nature, or as survival itself, is no longer secured. We are attacked. Some media quotes and responses from sites or media are: synthetic biological advances, such as the first synthesis of a working artificial chromosome in an organism more complex than a bacterium, opens the door wider to man-made microbes. For me, just means pandemics are coming closer. Quote, we can shuffle genes into these chromosomes like a deck of cards. For me, every muscle in your body requires a careful weaving, layer after layer, forming attachments to the right bone, organ, etc., or the body won't work. How complex are your eyes? Are they just a damn game? Without blood, the heart is worthless. Without vessels, muscles, and valves, it cannot work. Without lungs and brain, spinal signals, you die, etc., etc. How is that like shuffling cards? Quote, these scientists have created a life-threatening virus. For me, that is completely insane. Quote, this increase in virulence and transmissibility remained when the team added those two mutants to a lab virus. From me, that is terrorism. Quote, scientists deliberately militarized flu strain and deadly bioterrorism experiment. For me, that's just another Hitler's bringing us all Holocaust. This is happening all over the world. How is that not terrorism? How is that not a complete failure of leadership? Antibiotics are failing. In addition, these are known to be creating super diseases. Our entire world, the livestock industry, is dependent upon antibiotics. They cannot survive without them. That means we cannot survive one single livestock pandemic. Cannibalism is next. All of plant agriculture is dependent upon poison, poison, poison. Mutilated foods are now common. These create complex chemicals the body cannot break down or excrete. They lie in wait as cancer and death. The end of pollinators is the end of insects. Their death is a very important part of the Earth's food chain lost, and nearly every city yard and house use just as much poison as agriculture does, or more. For me, evolution is a lie. We did not build ourselves one piece at a time. What part of your body do you not need? Today, right now, or you die. What part did you build as life rather than simply use or abuse? Or more simply, just because evolution says time is all it takes, just because evolution says a body does not need all its parts and pieces, just because evolution says adaption is proof of chaos building us, or species that cross boundaries to create entirely new species by closing the door, they're just simply wrong. Reality proves it. Adaption is merely the evidence of perfect design, as in I knew it would be needed. That's thought. What part of intensely intricate or complex is chaos? You can't even begin to understand how to build a body, and you know it. Yet you accept from the cult religion of evolution their assertion life comes from the simplest organism possible, which just keeps mutilating itself, which is also far more complex than you can achieve. Just that little organism. Even so, these organisms have no tools, they have no brain, no means or transport to recognition of and where did their food come from, etc., etc., etc. Evolution is a complete delusion. Look around you. Where is the mutilation of anybody of any kind that is preferable to what nature intended and did create? Do you want to be mutilated? That is what your geneticists are doing every day. They are mutilating life, they are mutilating nature, because nature is DNA, the building of a body. In contrast, we know thought comes first, before you build, before a chicken or the egg, or that work fails, because thought makes life possible. Chaos, so-called evolution's builder, is literally the destruction of complexity, discipline, order, and everything life is, because that is what chaos means. It cannot exist. Nature itself is liturgy, literally genetic DNA. Therefore, they do choose to mutilate all life on Earth. These choose to destroy nature itself, to pretend man can do better. Or, if it all goes bad, not to worry. Evolution will fix it in a billion years or so, to their shame. Our nature is everything called life. It is not a toy. The university is destroying our world as the most insane form of terrorist possible. They threaten everything. which makes them more than terrorists. The word that fits is Satan. Therefore, let us review the contributions of a university diploma to see what they have done. Number one, weapons of mass destruction. It only takes one to end all life on Earth, because today, many more will follow. Lesser weapons, including the intent to make robots a pure killing machine, just like the Terminator movie if they can, and more are coming. The collection of data to prove who will not be a good slave, therefore humanity is scheduled for removal, is already complete. Is that not how tyranny works? Hitler's work? It is proven by history. The path to tyranny and tragedy exists every time. Only a tiny few decide without regard for the rest. How is that America and our world today? Threats to all life are massive from all directions. We face extinction because of decisions that have been made by every hand holding a diploma. Don't they rule us? Indeed they do. Every leader has a diploma. Through media establishing control by advertising, money rules, and political control gained by counterfeiting, it's all free for us. All business, therefore the power of society, is owned by a few. All decisions made by university experts who do give themselves and their army of diplomas anything they want. All courtrooms are controlled by a few who intend to profit. All media transmissions are made by a few editors directly under the control of a tiny few owners who do decide what the foundation realities are of what will or will not be discussed or informed. All universities are controlled by a few whose purpose is to control us, as is the intellectual game of hunting for prey. All the money is controlled and counterfeited for the purpose of university or power. The courts are watched by a few, so none get out of line, etc., etc. But alas, even with all that, they are the most ignorant and stupid disease on this planet, because we do face extermination from our planet, and they do nothing but play games. Even a damn worm is smarter than that. Then they are. Two, genetic mutilation is the university terrorist endless attempts to play God. We can do this for ourselves, with life itself. It is a true purpose to bring chaos into our world, because they believe in evolution as their God. Reality says this is Satan, which means destruction of a world, to their shame and yours for allowing it. Reality proves instead nature's genetic stability, the factory and the tools and the utilities, etc., that build all bodies called life. They use this nature for a toy. Their stated genetic purpose is, and has been for 50 years, to make nature itself fail. Because they believe then they will learn how to rebuild life the way they want. Nature, or its methods, sanctity, or needs failed, is life mutilated beyond recognition. It can't be repaired. Their purpose, so that evolution, or more correctly, they can be God. Evolution is chaos in charge. Reality proves chaos only destroys. The university's proven desire is we, the people, should grovel at their feet. Do they not take everything they can, reducing us all to a fight for survival? Truly they do. You just don't know. Our reward, if we do not beg, then as soon as possible they will terrorize you. By gaining access to mutilation, horrors will come. As is the result of a body all life mutilating itself out of control, then you will grovel. But they will fail completely, and you will then crucify them with extreme torture for what they have done. They will then terrorize themselves, but it will be too late. Just as they do terrorize life today, they are already crucifying living bodies of life by injecting trash into the DNA and then making a living organism fight to survive with that horror inside. You want to try living with that? Surprise, they take your fears, they take everything they can and play with it. All life is in jeopardy as these things escape into our world. Every geneticist tries to do that, to prove evolution or destruction of nature by releasing mutilation onto life as fast as they can. Three, the living dead. People who are playing with fantasies by using extreme energy as a toy, because they are demanding we can be God too, destroying time itself as is life within the laws of an action and reaction through time. Instead of playing with life, these university terrorists and their cohorts play with immense energies which will change our relationship with everything that we need to survive. altering the concept of physical existence with power beyond the control of the physical laws we depend upon. Offering instead of life, nobody can stop us. Or more distinctly, they play, we are God, we will make a son. How could that be more God? Their method of supporting all this is by counterfeiting our money. So says the Federal Reserve Table L5, Total Liabilities and Assets. They built their trophies, their lives, and their toys by stealing our work, resources, and world, refusing life, refusing respect, refusing sanity at every turn. The website federalreserve.gov releases the one current accessible /15.atm is a table of our accounting. They are spreading fake money around this world throughout this nation to destroy our stability as a society with their game, to build their toys, and to play with us. That is proven by the liabilities and assets this table represents. It is in billions. This date that is used is 3/12/15, and accounting begins at the end of 2010. Thereby, this is January 1st, 2011, up to the end of 2014. Our debt as a nation, not just a federal government, equals $149.5+ trillion, an increase of $23.9 trillion since the end of 2010. Our debt increasing over each of the last 4 years by $5.9 trillion. Since we are an actual workforce of about 100 million people, that equals an increase in each worker debt of $59,000 per year over the taxes you pay, which are added all together, state, local, utilities, gas, Social Security, property tax, etc. We pay over 50% of your income to tax. The average tax is $60,000, as they suggest when adding billionaires in. Then we must add another $30,000 more per year that these people are spending in our name. Our inflation as a nation, or the increase in assets claimed, which is currency growth, grew by $41+ trillion over the last 4 years. That equals $102,500 per worker per 100 million people in new money printed. Each of the last 4 years, per 1 in 3 U.S. citizens per worker, this is a hidden debt, as is consistent with inflation, bringing our grand total spent in the last 4 years to $23.9 trillion claimed for debt, $120,000 average individual taxes paid per each one of 100 million people times 4 years is $4.8 trillion. Business, etc., also pay tax, but they are left out here, so it's more than that even spent. Then plus $41 trillion more is hidden from sight as unreported inflation that is spent. It's just hidden from our sight. U.S. grand total for the last 4 years then is $69.7 trillion spent in our name, or more simply, that's without business taxes, or more simply, the employee government spending in leadership over the last 4 years spent for us not quite $700,000 per each worker. So says the chart. 100 million of us that they are willing to tell us about, so there's even more, and that's without corporate taxation too. All of it. Except tax was in fact inflation, because we cannot repay the debt. So it's just a fantasy. Your media leaders, etc., find this completely non-newsworthy, and still report inflation as below 3%. You don't have to believe me. Look at the accounting. FederalReserve.gov/releases/Z1/current/accessible/15.htm. So where is the money, and what did it buy? It didn't spend it on us. So we look for university toys, identify university claims for income, and search for realities not provided to us. We can look at foreigners, because pride wants power. They gave a lot to them. Or more simply, somebody has these numbers, this so-called money, and they do intend that we, the American people, should work, sacrificing resources to them as they demand. Inflation proven now at $201.6 trillion in total assets claimed. Per each $1 trillion. That's $10,000 per each and every one of 100 million people. It's roughly one in three citizens, babies and all. Somebody has these numbers, and they do intend to spend them. So how are we not slaved by these numbers? In American money, $201 trillion divided by 7.2 billion people on the planet is equal to $27,916 per individual face, human face on the planet, or 7.2 billion divided by one in three citizens of the workforce, that equals, divided equally, somebody has $632,075 per citizen face of ours, including babies. Oh well, you got yours, somebody has these numbers and expects your work and resources. Do you not believe you own money? Your own money will buy? So do they. But then debts don't matter, do they? So say the leaders of this USA. Unless, of course, it's our debt. They talk about their debt. Don't matter. They have free money. Isn't that so? Now you know how it is so many immigrants can come and buy our property and thereby dispossess us from this land. Our leaders gave them access by stealing our money, our labor, our future, our nation from us, our securities, to hide their failures, fantasies, and delusion, the damn game and building university toys to kill us all. While the delusion of media, believe the university is a god, hides them with constant propaganda. They say, all fall down in worship. The university knows everything. They are the experts. Clearly, they are expert thieves, traitors, and terrorists. It's a proven fact. The media know these numbers exist, as do your politicians and law enforcement, courts, etc. I told them for decades now. Their want simply enforces the lie. Nobody wants to pay. Neither do I. But we have to, because we are threatened with extinction from all they bought, the toys they built. Number four, while there are benefits to medicine along with all the organized criminal activities of extortion, they are determined to extort everything possible from us all, even if it bankrupts this entire nation, a lost cause that is made possible by counterfeiting insurance too. Good or bad, the reality of threat, most severe and real, because of antibiotics, is now we are a world facing extinction because of our numbers, growing at over 2 million more mouths to feed per week over deaths. A reality of organisms needed to be killed at 1 pound of food per day per person equals 7.2 billion pounds every day. That equals 2.628 quadrillion pounds of life killed per year and growing, not including living food wasted. Do you not need water, shelter, and air too, etc.? Five, our entire livestock industry exists now as close confinement methods of production. These all fail without the use of antibiotics. Antibiotics are failing. Pandemics will soon occur with far stronger diseases than this world has ever known before. The little livestock after disease rampages through that will be remaining will be massacred with no possibility to repopulate. We can't wait. It's a hungry world. We will fall into cannibalism. Without antibiotics, all surgery will end, as does the majority of your healthcare system. The price of a penny less for ease, but mostly so a tiny few can control much more money and power for themselves, is very high. Six, water is being taken out of aquifers and everywhere else at a rate of depletion that leaves this entire world at war for water within less than 10 years at best. Rain replenishes an aquifer in permeable soil where I live at a rate of 50 inches of rainfall equals 1 inch of aquifer water rebuilding supplies, so says the Illinois State Water Survey people. Far less for certain areas. Everything else is used or runoff. The Ogallala Aquifer at the base of the Rocky Mountains, which produced the end of the Dust Bowl days, is now nearly dry. And still a constant drain attacks it with irrelevant irrigation for corn, so more water can be taken for ethanol, etc., etc. Soon the Dust Bowl will return without the slightest chance to stop it. Without water, you have 3 days to live. Horrifying violence Cannibalism and drinking blood to survive are coming. Without aquifers, vast amounts of land will be abandoned. Food will be lost, which does mean mass migration is coming. But then we cannot support you too with water we don't have, so it will be war. 7. The education system is a complete disgrace for over 50% of all who enter here or there. They get nothing of value. It is a joint effort from those in power, because we can't screw you if you don't need us, or we can't control you if you don't want what we have, and we don't want more competition. The result is teach nothing of value, abandon the child, and make them fight. Life lessons. Are there from discarded for delusion? The cult worship of university and complete stupidity. Worse, since giving teachers everything they want. They believe we no longer need to work. Many play instead, relying on you can't stop us. We already stole everything you could. It's the law. We got it. You can't have it. You're a slave. As is consistent with every other public union there is and most other unions. Every group that has access to power, they all end with, we will make you our slave. 8. Agriculture science has mutilated plants, creating unknown combinations of chemicals that cannot be used, dissolved, or excreted from biological systems. Or if they are, to invade other living organisms with the same types of effects. We live because we use complex chemicals generated for us by other types of life. Mutilating that is a certain disaster coming with many results, all of which are horrifying. Today, agriculture is entirely dependent upon poisons everywhere. These are more combinations of chemicals the biological body cannot endure. Mutilated plants and a trillion tons of chemicals kill, abort, and damage all life. They do destroy insect life severely. Insects are a base food source for our entire living earth. Toxic waste everywhere, too, in places you do not even expect. Without pollinators, roughly 50% of all diversity dies. Extinction will soon be beyond comprehension. All because 10 damn people at the FDA say, go ahead and mutilate everything, even though we know nothing. They don't care, but they love their bribes. And you do mutilate and more in worship of the university knows, or this is easy. Or we want what we want. All other life be damned. It ain't important to me. 9. The ocean is assaulted, battered, and dying. Life there will soon be extinct. Polluted too much, took too much, failed too much, destroyed too much, defied reality always, refused truth or reason forever. Therefore, you cursed yourselves with want and chose absolutely no sense of responsibility for anything but your pride, clearly working to destroy this world. Another billion people will soon go hungry, because according to world statistics, there is only 7 billion acres of agricultural ground in this world. Without ocean life, that leaves us all with 1 acre or less to provide cultivated food for all life, including you, not mentioning drought or flood. There is less than 20% of actual forest land left with any real growth or life surviving therein. Are you going to eat tree bark? Not for long, because even that will soon be lost forever. Every forest gone. Discarding, in as you do, the reality of tree leaves, which do hold the atmosphere of this planet in time with its rotation. When that is lost, the equator, which turns at over 1,000 miles per hour, think about that, and remember, science says 700-mile winds where an atmosphere exists on a planetary object in our solar system is common. Things are going to change. 10. We are consuming more oxygen than the planet produces, a proven fact, because of cars, motors, furnaces, air conditioning cutting down and destroying the life which gives us oxygen and polluting everything in sight, plus more. We will soon asphyxiate ourselves. It's a fact. 11. Resources are being destroyed. Quote, we have manufactured more in the last 10 years than in all of human history before this date, because people want trophies and manufacturing needs resources. Without resources, there is no work. There is no life. It's all in the trash. Go ahead and dig there. Then you will fight and you will fail. It won't work. 12. The environment itself is under attack. The ozone layer is attacked, which means we are Not intact means we are not radiated to death for being outside. Overheating climate is not greenhouse gases. It is the amount of heat you produce, and in particular air conditioning. And that places the environment, because of your greed and with a complete discard for life, in trouble. We are changing the world for bad. Particularly true because of air conditioning and a complete lack of sufficient insulation. Or any human choice that represents a responsibility to life. It is leadership gone bad. 13. Reality proves leadership is destroying democracy itself by corrupting the courtroom with tyranny. This will cost you a fortune, and you will be sorry you came here. We are invaded and betrayed by an army of lawyers who can take all your money and are willing to go to war against justice, fair play, or democracy for their greed. That is controlled by a judiciary which is creating rules to control the Constitution, by politicians selling the nation to cover their theft, by media refusing to acknowledge inflation or threat or any other need to know, beyond 1,000% worse than they expected. Let it all die. We want the money. Fear this. By liars willing to destroy a vote with counterfeit money, by failures destroying our stability as a society with nearly every decision they make and everything they touch, all refusing life must come first. A university diploma is in every single hand of these involved. 14. The U.S. Supreme Court chose to destroy the free press, which is intended to mean we all have a say, a legal right to know, and the opportunity to communicate that between ourselves. Oppression is the control to control everything as much as possible that the majority are allowed to think. We tell them what to think. By giving control to these tiny few hands who now feed you pablum, don't worry, be happy, the university will save us all. In between their examples of fear this, fantasize about this, judge this, believe this, and don't ever question our truth or our reality, only experts can decide. The result is, because fantasy doesn't like reality, cults now exist wherever power rules. Delusions expand by propagation. Oh, the university is an expert. By constant surveys and intent for complete public immersion in media, don't think for yourself. A million university people are now trying to betray us by proving exactly what and how to say the things they want you to believe. You're not supposed to think. You're supposed to listen. 15. Then comes the public, yourself. You sold your soul, nation, and this world for a damn job to play the game of winner or loser. Gaining nothing, as proven by the collection of trophies which end in the trash. Realities which are killing the future. They are a failure to understand by complete submission to your cult. All believe the university knows. That is to your shame. Even religion refuses to respect its own prophecies or fight for life. They love their delusions and their want more than life or creation. That is complete disrespect. But it's not a surprise, as you sold them to only a diploma, university diploma knows, proving again, just a tiny few get to decide. There is much more. The result of recent history is life has been failed on all counts. A future loss for every child, a great F for university leadership. Do they not control everything? Hell, Armageddon, the chaos in nature, or nature in chaos, the apocalypse, we will kill each other because we have to survive, and more, are all coming true, so says the evidence. That is not a religious thing. It is merely the reality of evidence identified without exception to one. Simply truth decides. Not want. This much failure, as proven by the evidence, is a rampant desire to destroy us all, backed by a scam, a plot, a plan, a scheme that will soon be exploding into chaos. How could this not be so? The evidence is real. Life is discarded because the diplomas want everything they can get as fast as possible. They do. No, this earth and every life on it is in trouble. They have surrendered this earth to its death. It's too hard. We quit. Therefore, greed surrounds them. I must get mine before we all die. The reality is many then want to kill us all for threatening them, so you cannot kill them first. When you realize all their failures to life, including your life and your child, it is a simple brain and a diseased mind that exists without the courage to even try, that quits all life and even a world to let us die. Instead of honor or duty, like so many others, they choose, if I can't have what I want, then I will take yours too, even if we all die. Death simply because they want more for themselves, refusing work, reality, or sacrifice as needed for life. If you, the last chance for life on earth, ain't no better than this, then just let the earth burn, because it is more merciful than the realities which are coming. Without true change, we are all dead, so says the evidence. I am not the question you must resolve. I am irrelevant to the reality of whether we live or die as a world. Humanity itself threatens itself. It is humanity that will decide now if our planet will live, because we, the human population, are the problem. Your question for life is, what is true? What does reality prove? My question, are you, as humanity itself, just as insane as those who believe we can play God? This ain't a game no more. There is only one outcome for life. Either you will stop those who are gambling everything we need to survive, or you will work and demand they must stop enforcing that decision with reality and law itself. Violence will gain you nothing. Only law, democracy, truth, duty, communication, and a vote can make a difference. It is a simple question. Life or death? Everything else is death. My work, with a simple resolution and reality proven true, I am not your savior, your Satan, your leader, your anything, religious or not. I am merely a messenger, and the message is change or die. That is not complicated. So says the evidence. So says the biblical prophecies coming into your view as true. If you wait and see, that means you will all be dead first before you know. When you know it is true, the world is lost. Or if you save it because of what you did or did not do, that's a choice. Every voice matters, every work, and every reality for or against life will make a difference. Only God knows the ending. The prophecy of Daniel 12 says September 2015 will prove that prophecy. It is clearly interpreted. Beginning of an attempt to make fire here on this earth, the same as the sun, began in May of 2011, I believe it was. I forget. But it ends at 2015, September. If you refuse to work or change in that time, the time you have left, then you have made your choice. This reality confronts directly both Christian and Jew. As to the rest of religion, the question is not, we are better. The question is, what does the evidence prove? As a dead world has no religion. Like me, reality will prove that without female influences, men will fall into hatred and then war. It's what men do. At price, female has to help, must be understood to be either different than today or extinct as a world. It's a choice. My own anger at all your failures became because you threatened this entire world finally subsided because of that. I know this is your last chance to survive. I know I did do everything I realistically could have done. I know life or death for our world is your decision, not mine, because you are the threat. I know my work ends and yours begins. God will then decide if you receive this message and deserve another chance or will fail completely. That is not my job. I am no longer directly involved. Job over. Like me, if you let yourselves be distracted from the true reality here, the world ends. How is that worth the price of anything you could want, desire, or need? How is the world ending not more important? I have retained discipline and chosen to do what I can do. While for 40 years, you chose to ignore all evidence, all destruction, and all propaganda for your own greed. This is now the last days of the last time you will have a choice. Chosen because without your regret, your recognition of a true threat, you do nothing. Make your own decision. Are you going to let people who stole an entire nation to build their toys for murdering every life on the planet pretend that a 10 million degree fire that obviously burns atomic bombs for fuel that is like the sun itself make you believe that fire is just going to put itself out? Really? A 10 million degree fire is just going to put itself out? There are no second chances with that fire. Fight them legally or die. Our situation is literally now live or die, because they will ignite that fire. All their words say so. Biblical prophecy or not, they're going to ignite sunfire here unless we stop them. Read their own words. Look at their own tools, your tools, and you know it will be true. The price is no longer too high for you to react. The price is now everything on this planet, as is life or death for us all. That ends all excuses, because those who can be called Satan as a destroyer of our world have taken control of the planet with their tools. And they do intend to burn you alive. Even terrorists don't try to kill all life on Earth. These do. They just lie to keep you at bay until they make you dead. That is not a game. It is a reality proven by the evidence.